Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, January 22nd. Tesla has been in a legal battle with the state of Michigan over direct sales and service for 4 years now, but it has reportedly come to a settlement with the state that could finally open the door for Tesla to enter Michigan. After trying to change a targeted prohibition enacted in 2014, Tesla filed a lawsuit against the state, claiming that the ban on direct sales violates commerce laws. Bloomberg reports, quote, Tesla Incorporated has reached a settlement with the state of Michigan over its federal lawsuit challenging a state ban on direct-to-consumer car sales, according to people familiar with the matter, close quote. No detail about the announcement has been released yet, but a filing is expected to be released tomorrow. And hey, now would be a great time to encourage you to subscribe to our Quick Charge podcast. Aha! Several Tesla analysts on Wall Street are revising their models and price targets on Tesla stock following a massive stock rally. One of the analysts who accurately predicted the recent price increase set a new high price target of $800. Pierre Farageau from New Street initiated coverage of Tesla over a year ago with a price target of $530 per share. Farageau described key dimensions that led to this opinion, quote, technological dominance, strong sustained demand, Tesla's ability to execute, close quote. Elon Musk has commented on Tesla's acquisition of Maxwell, an ultracapacitor manufacturer and battery technology company, and shed some light on the automaker's plan for the company. The CEO said that it's going to be a big deal and that it could have a very big impact on the business. Quote, it's kind of a big deal. Maxwell has a bunch of technologies that, if they are applied in the right way, I think can have a very big impact, close quote. Musk confirmed that Maxwell's dry electrode technology is one of the technologies in question, and that could be a big deal. Cruise, GM's self-driving startup, has unveiled the Cruise Origin, a new autonomous electric vehicle that will power an all-electric, completely autonomous ride-sharing service. The vehicle is a result of a partnership between GM's startup and Honda. Unfortunately, the showcase didn't include hard specs, but Cruise CEO Dan Amon claimed that the vehicle is modular and built to last 1 million miles, and it's going to cost about half of what the Tesla Model X will cost to make. Unfortunately, you will not be able to buy it. Cruise made it very clear that the Origin is meant to be part of a fleet or autonomous ride-sharing program and is not something that will be available for public purchase. This April, Volkswagen's EV, the ID. Cross, also known as ID.4, will be unveiled at the 2020 New York Auto Show, just months before the model goes on sale. The Volkswagen ID. Cross, an electric crossover SUV, will be the focus of Volkswagen's ambitions and EV plans in the United States. In November, Scott Keogh, CEO of Volkswagen of America, said the ID. Cross will sell in the low to mid $30,000 range after a $7,500 federal tax credit. That suggests a pre-incentive sticker price of around $40,000 for the brand's first high-volume ground-up EV sold in the United States. The ID. Cross will include one motor on each axle and an 83 kilowatt-hour battery. With a hint of different battery options and upgrades for the battery pack, it may actually realize the up to 300-mile range that Volkswagen has proposed. Mercedes-Benz gave a preview of its upcoming EQS with the concept vehicle and a pre-production prototype this week in Los Angeles. The EQS is an electric sedan similar in size to the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Mercedes-Benz described the EQC's powertrain saying, quote, with electric motors at the front and rear axles and the battery integrated into the vehicle floor, Vision EQS represents a very well-balanced vehicle concept. Thanks to more than 350 kilowatts of output and immediately available torque around 760 newton meters, the Vision EQS accelerates from 0 to 100 kilometers in under 4.5 seconds. The first generation electric Fiat 500e mini car left United States dealerships in 2019, but it is coming back in about a year with an updated style and expected range of about 125 miles. We'll have confirmed details about this vehicle early in March when the new Fiat 500e debuts at the Geneva Motor Show. But for now, it is known that the new electric 500e would sit on a new bespoke electric car platform that could be shared by other small EVs from the ever-expanding parent company of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Canoe, the Los Angeles-based company making lounge-like EVs for monthly subscriptions, has opened its waitlist. Submitting your name to the waitlist signs you up to become one of the first customers for Canoe, which arrives in 2021. Joining the no-obligation waitlist is free. The Canoe vehicle has the same footprint as a Volkswagen Golf or Toyota Prius, but the interior space is quite expansive. The front seats can be slid forward to the dash, turning the entire interior into a meeting room. Canoe executives call the vehicle a, quote, post-SUV, close quote. In today's Electrek Green Energy Brief, Hawaii saw the greatest growth in solar capacity in 2019. Maui Now reports, quote, total solar capacity surged 21%, increasing from 745 cumulative installed megawatts in 2018 up to 902 megawatts at the end of 2019. It was the largest one-year increase seen in Hawaii since they began tracking solar capacity in 2005. Climate activist Greta Thunberg opened a panel discussion at the 50th World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland. She said, quote, let's be clear, we don't need a low carbon economy. We don't need lower emissions. Our emissions have to stop. Close quote. Donald Trump also gave a speech in which he dismissed climate activist's message. He said, quote, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. Close quote. Lithium-ion battery company Enovate has announced a new extreme fast-charging lithium-ion battery. Today's conventional lithium-ion EV cells are about 500 to 600 watt-hours per liter in density and typically take about an hour to charge. However, according to Enovate, the new XFC technology achieves 5-minute charging to 75% capacity and carry an 800 watt-hour per liter energy density. And finally, in Electrek's mobility coverage, Electrek's very own Micah Toll toured the Chinese factory where electric bicycle motors are made. Bafang, located in Suzhou, China, produces a variety of electric bike motors, from conversions to production electric bike motors, whether it's e-bikes or e-scooters for public use or ride-sharing schemes. And we encourage our listeners to take a close look at the article with the exclusive video and photos from the excursion. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.